my last few years, both in government and in banking, and just my work in the community, just sort of made it all make sense.
John Rivera feels he has the experience needed to lead Buffalo's Assembly District. A special assistant to the Erie County Commissioner of Public Works, he's helped on infrastructure projects. As a former KeyBank branch manager, he's helped small businesses. Above all, Rivera feels he understands the diverse challenges of a district that includes working-class residents and refugees.
Knowing the neighborhood, knowing the district, having family in both Hamburg and Buffalo, raising my daughter here, you know, growing up for my whole life, I felt that it was necessary for someone that knew the neighborhoods, knew the district, and knew the needs of the folks that live there to be the person to represent them. So
Rivera, a Democrat, announced his candidacy for the state's 149th Assembly District Friday. Assemblymember and Democrat Sean Ryan is vacating the seat to run for state Senate. The district spans from Delaware Park down to Hamburg, including the Buffalo waterfront. Rivera says shepherding the future of the waterfront will be a large part of leading the district.
The future of the waterfront is really about, you know, continuing the method that we've laid out of not really banking on the big things, but to keep things simple and just doubling down on access. I mean, people just couldn't get to the water's edge, and now they do, and it's really changed downtown.
The 33-year-old Rivera says he grew up wanting to be a public servant. His father is Buffalo Common Council Majority Leader David Rivera, a retired Buffalo police officer. His mother is a retired Buffalo Public Schools teacher aide.
Him being a police officer, my mother being a teacher, you know, we held in high regard public service, and it's nothing to shy away from or you know, detract from. And it's an exciting opportunity. But if I've learned anything from his time there on the council is that the way you accomplish things in government is by hearing people.
Petitions begin circulating in February. A Democratic primary would be held in June. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.